ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो
ॐ
भगवते
भगवते वासुदेवाय।
वासुदेवाय। So today we are reading from Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam. This is first canto, second chapter, Divinity and Divine Service. Today's text number 21.
今天我们学习圣典佛教瓦坛第一篇第二章第二十一师节。第二章的内容是。Whoever
has a book and they should have the book, they can repeat even if I don't hear them, they can repeat when I read the Sanskrit verses.
你们有书本的话，有看到梵文师节的话，阿叔那一句，我们就可以跟一句。Okay.
Vidaya Grantis Chinde Sarvasamshaya Chiyante Chasya Karmani Drishta Evat Manishvare Translate the word by word in Chinese. Vidyate.
Sichuan.
Ridaya.
Ridaya. Xing.
Granti.
Granti. Jie.
Vidyante.
七天贴切得粉碎。
Sarva,
Sarva 所有的。
Samshaya,
Samsha, Samshaya 误解。
七天贴，
七天贴终止。
加
加和
阿沙
阿沙他的
卡玛尼
卡玛尼业报活动的锁链
Drishte
Drishte 看过了
Eva
Eva 肯定的
Atmani
Atmani 像自我
Ishvare
Ishvare 支配者
Translation and purport by Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Please do it in Chinese.
OK 译文和样子由圣涛花的提供。至此心中的结被打开，所有的误解烟消云散。当人看到自我是主人时，功利性活动的锁链就此中断。要指获得对人格守神的科学性认识，意味着同时看到了自己的本我。就有关生物的本体是灵魂的自我这一点，存在着一些推测和误解。物质主义者不相信存在着灵性的自我，经验主义哲学家相信灵性整体的非人格性特征，否认生物的个体性。但超然主义者确认，灵魂和自尊灵魂是两个不同的个体。在质上一样，但在量上不同。世上还有许多其他的理论，但人一旦通过奉爱服务 Bhakti Yoga 的程序，真正觉悟到圣 Krishna， 所有这些不同的推测就会立即被清除。圣 Krishna 就像太阳，对绝对真理的物质性推测 就像黑夜。Krishna 太阳一旦在人的心中升起，对绝对真理和生物的物质性推测的黑暗就会立即被驱散。有太阳的时候，黑暗无法存在。贫瘠以超灵的形式升起在每一个人心中的 Krishna 的仁慈，人就会看清笼罩在愚昧的浓密黑暗中的相对真理只不过是相对的。在《薄伽梵歌》第十章的第十一诗节中，至尊主说，为向他纯粹的奉献者展示他特殊的恩惠，他在奉献者的心中亲自打开纯粹知识的明灯，驱散所有误解所造成的浓密黑暗。因此毫无疑问，由于人格守神负责照亮他奉献者的内心，满怀爱心为他做超然服务的奉献者不可能还停留在愚昧的黑暗中。他了解到与绝对真理和相对真理有关的一切知识，奉献者不可能停留在黑暗中。由于人格守神会亲自给予他知识，他的知识无疑是完美的。那些靠自己有限的脑力去推测绝对真理的人不会得到这样的结果。完美的知识称为 parampara， 也就是通过权威把知识下传给靠服务和皈依获得真正资格并以服务的态度聆听知识的人。人不可能在挑战至尊者权威的同时还能了解他。他保留不向这种有挑战情绪的人揭示他自己的权利。这样的人只不过是整个的一体，是整体的一个微不足道的火花，一个被错觉能量控制的火花般的对象而已。奉献者们都很服从，因此人格守神便把超然的知识下传给 Brahma， 又透过 Brahma 不断的下传给他的儿子和门徒们。这一程序得到在这种奉献者心中的超灵的帮助，这是学习超然知识的完美方式。这种启明使奉献者们能够完全区别灵性和物质的不同，因为至尊主会把灵性和物质连起来的结打开，这个结称为假我 Ahamkara， 它迫使生物与物质进行错误的认同。因此这个结一旦松开，所有的疑云就会立刻消散。看清自己真正主人的人会全心全意的为至尊主做超然的爱心服务，彻底挣脱功利性活动那束缚人的锁链。在物质存在中，生物制造他自己的功利性活动锁链，一生复一生的承受好与坏的结果。然而他一旦开始为至尊主做爱心服务，就会立刻摆脱业报卡尔玛的锁链，他的活动再也不会制造任何好与坏的报应了。结束。OK， 译文。至此 OK， 至此心中的结被打开，所有的误解烟消云散。当人看到自我是主人时，功利性活动的锁链就此中断。
Om Agyanati Vyantasya Gyananjanasalakaya Shashuru Nidhikam Dhyanatasmahashi Vyavenamaha Vichekanamano Ustam Sapitam Vyazaputale Svayam Vipakara Vyam Vyatati Svaparam Tikam Vanchaka Vyatati Vyatati Kripasi Vyayi Vyatati Vyatam Pavamyo Vyashati Vyotamu Namaha जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य अवनीत्यानंद Advaita Gadadhara Srivastava Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So the first line of the verse says, Vidyate Vidyate Hridaya Granthi.
这个第一句话是 Vidyate Hridayat.
Hridaya Granthi.
Hridaya Granthi. 就是刺穿心结。
Hridaya Hridaya means heart.
Hridaya 意思是心。
And Granthi means not.
Granthi 的意思就是结。
So Vidyate means to cut the knot in the heart into pieces.
Vidyate 的意思就是，对，那个 Vidyate 的意思就是切得粉碎。
Vidyate, Vidyate.
Vidyate.
Vidyate means to cut the knot in the heart into pieces. Vidyate.
Vidyate 的意思是切得粉碎。
No, Vidyate.
Okay, Vidyate.
The first word in verse.
对，第一个意思是刺穿.
Means cut the knot of pain in the heart into pieces.
就是说把这个心中的结切得粉碎.
So what is this heart? What is this knot in the heart?
那么这个心中的结是什么呢?
So this knot is sex attraction.
这个心中的结就是感官的吸引.
Sex attraction.
Okay, 是性的吸引.
This is the topmost material enjoyment.
Sorry, I can't hear very clear. It's not very clear. Okay. 那么心中的结呢，就是这个性的吸引.
Has become attached to material existence.
就是这个结，这个捆绑，让我们呢，就是非常执着，非常依附这个物质的东西。
When we want to attach things together, bind things together, we use a string or a rope and you make a knot.
就是当我们想把两个东西绑在一起的时候呢，我们会用绳子绑起来，然后呢，打一个结。
So, you will make one knot and then you make one another knot to make it more secure.
然后我们会打双重的结，如果我们想要加倍牢固的话。
And you can make another one and another one to make it even more secure.
然后如果我们想更牢固、更安全的话，我们要打更多更多的结。
So in material life is also like that.
那物质生活就是这个样子。
Because of hankara, because of our identification with our material body.
它源于了我。Hankara,
because of false ego, our false identification with this body.
这是因为呢，我们对这个身体有一种错误的认同，假我，我们以为这个身体就是自我。
So we want to secure our material existence.
所以呢，我们想让自己的这个物质的存在啊。 能够保障它，保护它，让它安全。
So the first knot is the attraction between male and female.
所以这第一个结呢，就是男人和女人之间的吸引力。
Sex attraction.
就是性的吸引力。
So naturally, when man and woman get united, so their attachment to the material exists stronger.
一般来说，自然而然的，当一个男人和女人结合的时候呢，他们的物质欲望会变得强烈。
嗯。So this is the beginning of our strong material attachment.
这就是啊，刚开始，这就是我们对物质依附的也开始的状况，就是这样。
And then if a man is attached to the woman, a woman is attached to the man, then they need a home.
They need what?
Home. They need a place to live.
Okay. 所以呢，我们看到下一步发展就是当男人依附女人，女人依附男人的时候呢，他们就需要一个家了。
嗯。Home means property, means so many things inside the home, furniture, so many things we have to acquire.
一个家就意味着你要有资产或者是房产，还要里面还有很多的家具，要有很多的东西。
And then, if there is marriage, oftentimes there are children.
然后结婚一段时间之后，他们就开始有孩子了。
It's part of the natural, family life.
这也是一个家庭的自然而然的发展的过程。
And then when, because we are married, we accept so many relatives from the side of the wife, the wife accepts so many relatives from the side of the man.
What?
Relatives. Relatives. Family members. From the side of the wife,
okay.
Accept many.
Yes, okay. 然后呢，这个有了家，成家之后呢，男人就要接受这个女方的所有的亲戚。女方呢也要接受男方的很多很多的亲戚。
So the attachments increase.
然后呢，这种依附啊，就慢慢的加强了。
Attachment to the wife and the husband, attachment to the children.
夫妻之间的依附，还有对孩子的这种依恋之情呢，就加强了。
Attachment to the property, the house.
对自己的房子，对各种财产的依附也加强了。
So one knot after a knot, another one.
那就是就好像一个结上面又绑一个结，然后又绑一个结。
And another one, and another one to make our material existence very secure.
就是一个连着一个的结，为了确保我们的物质生活。
Yeah, if you think you have many knots, then you think you will never break.
当我们有了很多的这个结的保障的时候，我们认为我们的生活啊，永远都不会被破坏了，很安全了。
And this is how we became bound in this material existence.
通过这样的方式呢，我们就把自己呢捆绑在这个物质的存在之中。
One attachment.After another attachment, and the knot in the heart becomes more and more bound.
啊，我们对这个世界越来越多的依附，然后心中的这个结啊越来越多，越打越多。
And you have experience when you make many knots, one on the top of other, one another one, another one becomes so many knots. It's very difficult to take the knots out. It's very difficult to open them.
而且我们也可以体验到。当你打了很多很多的结，一个结一个的打结的时候，你会发现要打开，要解开这些结是非常困难的。
Very difficult because it's very tight.
啊，因为他们绑得很紧。
So also the material attachments we have in this world, they make our hearts very tight, very attached to these things.
所以我们心中对这物质世界的这种依恋依附啊，也使得这个结心里面的这个结啊，被绑得非常紧。
So how are we going to give up everything?
Sorry again, pardon.
How are we able to give up everything?
Okay, 我们怎么可能放弃一切呢？
Because if you don't give up our material attachments, we can never meet Krishna.
因为如果你没有放弃物质的依附的话，你永远不可能去见到 Krishna。
As long as we are materially attached, we cannot have a spiritual existence.
啊，只要我们还有物质的衣服，我们没有办法进入灵性的存在之中。
We have, as long as there is some little material attachment in our heart, we have to take birth in this material world.
因为只要你的心中还有这么一丁点的物质欲望的话，你就必须再一次投身在这个世界。
But here in this verse, Sutta Goswami is saying that the knot in the heart is pierced, and all misgivings are cut to pieces. The chain of fruitive actions is terminated, and one sees the self as the master. Read the verse. Sutta Goswami says.
所以 Goswami,
Sutta Goswami.
啊，所以 Sutta Goswami 说呢，就是说，只要这个心中的结一被打开的话，所有的误解就烟消云散了。
The chain of fruitive action is terminated when we see the self as a master.
就是当我们看到自我是真正的主人的时候。
Did you read the verse? Read the verse. Read the whole verse. Translation of the verse.
Okay, yes. 就是至此心中的结会被打开，所有的误解烟消云散。当人看到自我是主人的时候，功利性活动的锁链就此中断了。
So we should not misunderstand this, that we become the master.
啊，在这里我们不要误以为说，哦，我就是主人了。
No, master is Krishna.
不，主人是 Krishna.
But why it is explained here that when our material, when our fruitive, our material actions are finished, we see the self, we see ourselves as the master.
啊，但是为什么这里会说，当我们看到在活动中呢，我们看到自己是主人呢
？Because we become the master, we become the master of our senses, we become the master of our minds.
这里的意思就是说，我们成为自己感官的主人，成为自己这个心意的主人。
We will be able to control our mind and senses. We will be able to control our desires.
就是我们能够，现在我们能够控制自己的心意，控制自己的欲望了。
We can choose our destiny.
我们可以选择自己的命运。
See, this is what it means to become a master, a swami or goswami.
所以这里就是说啊，就是这个含义，就是我们成为主人，成为 goswami, 成为自己感官的控制者。
We hear so many times.Swami and Goswami, the titles are given to sannyasis.
我们听到这个词很多了 ，Swami 或者是 Goswami， 就是给那些托钵僧的一个头衔。
They are not the supreme masters, but they are the master of their senses, the master of their minds.
这里说他们是主人，并不是意指他们是自尊的主人，而是说他们是自己感官的主人。
So anybody who takes the path of sannyasi means he's supposed to control, to be the master of his senses.
所以当一个人接受这个托钵僧的这个头衔的时候，就意味着他应该是能够控制自己感官的人。
But even if you are not sannyasi, if you are a grihastha or brahmachari, you still have to control your senses, you still have to control your mind.
但是不仅仅是一个托钵僧，作为一个真守僧呢，或者是居士呢，也应该学会控制自己的感官和心意。
So we have to become the master of our senses.
所以我们应该成为自己的主人，自己感官的主人。
The only way is to pierce, to cut these knots of material attachment that are there in our hearts.
所以要成为自己感官主人的唯一的方法，就是把这个对物质的执着和依附的这个结，把它斩断、砍碎。
So already in text number 15, you go back to text number 15 and you read it, please.
Okay, 我们看在那个第十六十节。
Now 15.
16.
15.
15. Okay, okay, sorry. 15. 第十五十节。译文：智者把铭记人格守神当作利剑，手握着它挥砍捆绑人的业报枷锁，因此 有谁会对人格守神的信息置若罔闻呢？
So here it's showing already Sutta Goswami has said how we can. It's by knowledge, by the using the sword of knowledge.
这里说是要用一个知识的利剑。
This sword is knowledge, it's not ordinary sword. You need knowledge to cut off our material attachments.
这个利剑不是普通的剑，它是知识的剑，它能够斩断这个对物质的依附和执着。
Knowledge is a very knowledge about the personality of God that is none different from Him.
这个不是普通的知识，这是有关人格守神的知识。有关人格守神的知识和神本人是没有差别的。
So by paying attention to this knowledge, to hear the message of Krishna, then we can gradually cut off through our material attachments.
所以呢，通过专注的长期的聆听这有关人格守神的知识，我们就能够斩断心中的这个对物质依附的心结。
So previously said, when we have one knot after another, 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 become so many knots, a bundle of knots, that it's practically impossible to untie them.
那么前面我们说了，因为由于我们的心中有那么多的结，一个接着一个，一个接着一个的结，几乎是不可能去把它斩断的。
So the only way when we have a bundle of knots, if you want to separate, the only way is to take a knife and just cut the knots and everything is finished.
所以唯一的方法就是用一把刀子锋利的剑把它砍斩断，把这一切结全部斩断。
So the same way our knots these rediagrams in the heart are so strong that the only way to cut through them is not to untie one by one, it's just by cutting through them with a weapon of knowledge, with a sword of knowledge.
Okay, 所以就我们说了，心中的结是如此的多而强大的，我们没有办法就是一个一个的把它解开，所以唯一的方式就是用一把利剑呢把它斩断。
So the only way to become detached from all these material bindings is by becoming attached to Krishna.
所以呢，唯一的要摆脱对这个物质世界的依附和执着的方法呢，就是转而去依附和执着 Krishna.
Yes, because if you become attached to Krishna, then we understand that we are not these material bodies.
因为一旦我们开始依恋 Krishna 之后，我们就明白我们不是这个身体。
Now we have a theoretical understanding. I am not this body.
现在呢，我们是从字面上明白我不是这个身体。
But we are so much attached to these bodies.
但是我们对这个身体还是非常的依恋和执着的。
And we are so much attached to the things connected with our bodies.
同时呢，我们对那些一切与这个身体相关的事物呢，也是非常的执着。
The fact is that we spend most of our time taking care of our bodies.
事实是，我们花更多的时间来照顾这个身体。
Our bodies.Have become our deities.
我们的身体变成了我们的神像。
And instead of worshipping the deity of Krishna, we worship our bodies as the deity.
我们并没有去崇拜 Krishna 的神像，而是来崇拜我们自己的身体这个神像。
Yes, we wake up the deity in the morning.
We cut deity?
Wake up the deity of our body, and then we give abhishek, give a bath to the deity.
然后我们就给他做这个神像沐浴。
And then we, we put new outfit, new dress to the deity.
然后呢，我们就给他吃东西，给他营养。
And you put so many decorations on the deity.
然后我们为他做，为这个身体神像做很多很多的食物。
Special those who have a feminine deity. Especially those who have a female deity.
哦，尤其是那些就是我们那些拥有女人身体的，要花很多时间来打扮她。
And then we offer food to the deity.
We also
offer food.
然后我们也供奉食物给他。
So our bodies become our deities.
然后就是这样呢，我们的身体成了我们的神像。
We speak about the glories of our bodies.
我们就总是说我们不是这个，不是我们总是说
no, we speak the glories of our bodies.
我们总是谈论有关这个身体的荣耀。
Oh, I am so intelligent. I'm so capable.
I can do so many things. 我是多么多么有智慧，多么有能力，我可以做那么多、mm. 那么多的事情。
I'm so beautiful.
我那么漂亮。
I'm so smart.
我是那么的机敏。
I'm very tall. I'm very strong. I'm very tall. I am very strong.
我又高大又威猛。
And we spread the glories of our bodies to others.
然后呢，我们就向别人谈论我们这个身体的荣耀。
And we like very much when the others glorify our deity, our bodies.
而且当别人荣耀我们的身体这个神像的时候，我们也非常的高兴。
So we have replaced deity worship by the worship of our bodies.
所以呢，我们是没有去崇拜神像，而是取代之的是呢，我们崇拜自己的身体。
So this is how we are so identified with our material bodies.
这就是我们对自己身体的这种依附。
So when we say I am not this body, it does not mean we ever realize it.
所以当我们说我不是这个身体的时候，我们并没有真正的觉悟到这一点。
We can only see ourselves. You can only realize ourselves only when you realize Krishna.
唯一觉悟到自我的方法就是，只有当你觉悟到 Krishna 的时候，你才觉悟自我。
When we will be able to see Krishna, we will see ourselves simultaneously.
当我们能够看到 Krishna 的时候，与此同时呢，我们才真正的看到自我。
And then we can see ourselves as completely different from the body.
然后这个时候，我们才会真正的看到自己和身体是完全不一样的。
Now our seeing is only theoretical, is only an understanding, but is not realization.
那么现在我们的这个观，我们的这个认识啊，仅仅是处于一种知识的层面。认识的层面，而不是处于一种觉悟的层面。
Yes, so we have so many attachments.
所以呢，我们还有对身体有那么多的执着和依附。
And we don't know how to give those attachments off. We don't know how to give up them.
我们不知道如何去解开这个心中的结。
Which one you should start? Which attachment you should start by giving up? We don't know. We have so many.
我们不知道从哪里开始，太多了。
So many knots in the heart, so many attachments.
心中有那么那么多的结，那么那么多的这个执着和依附。
Because of this false identification with the body.
就是因为呢，我们错误的认为自己就是这个身体。
So the first knot we develop is attraction.For the opposite sex.
所以呢，我们要解开的第一个结呢，就是对异性的这个吸引。
From that attachment, so many other attachments will become connected.
一拉开这个结之后呢，所有其他的结呢也会逐渐的解开。
One after another, binding more, making the heart completely bound to material existence.
那么所有的结呢，都是基于这个结绑起来的，一个接一个，使我们的心呢完全被绑住了。
So for the materialistic person, this is completely normal.
所以那些物质主义者呢，在这方面是完全处于愚昧之中的。
And they want to increase these attachments.
因为他们是不断的努力。
They want to increase these attachments.
他们想要这种执着和依恋。
The more attachments they have, the more they feel protected.
They feel protected. 他们越多的执着，越多的依恋，他们就越认为自己受到了更多的保护，越有保障了。
So they think that this husband, wife, children, family, all these things, they are their soldiers, that they will protect them all the time.
所以他们认为啊，这个夫妻关系啊，或者是家庭、孩子啊，所有这些呢，将会在所有的时候呢，给他提供保障。
They are soldiers. They will always protect them.
他们认为这些东西呢，会一直在保护他。
Like soldiers.
What?
Soldiers. Army men. Soldiers.
他们就像认为这个就像军队一样，在保护自己。
But they don't understand that these actually are all fallible soldiers.
Sorry again.
Soldiers, they are all fallible. All these soldiers, they don't realize that all these soldiers are fallible.
对，他们没有意识到所有这些军队或者士兵呢，都是可以被打败的。
Because at the time of death, none of these soldiers can protect them.
因为在我们死亡到来的时候，没有任何一个士兵可以保护我们。
Wife, husband cannot help each other. Children cannot help. The property cannot help. The relatives can. Nobody can help. You have to die.
当死亡来临的时候，夫妻之间没有任何人可以相互帮助，孩子，还有的财产，还有亲戚，没有任何一样可以帮助我们。
And we see materialistic people, they die crying, lamenting.Because they're going to lose all their attachments, and then they'd have to take another material body.
So we can see that many people in the death of the person will cry, because they are going to lose all their things, and they have to take another body.
But we don't want like this. We are already understood that material life has no purpose.
Pardon?
We have, but we don't want these things. We already realize that material life has no purpose.
但是我们并不想要这样的事情，并不想要这样的结果，因为我们已经知道了这个世界的东西是没有什么价值的。
We have nothing with this. We already want to finish with our material existence.
我们和这个世界的东西没有什么关系，我们想结束这种关系。
Because we know that material attachments maybe produce some happiness, but they produce so much misery.
因为所有这些物质的依附也许可以带来一点点快乐，但是呢，会带来很多很多的痛苦。
Because this is temporary satisfaction.
因为这种满足啊是短暂的。
And moreover,These material attachments oblige us to remain in the material existence. Material attachments forces us to continue our material existence.
那么实际上呢，这个物质的这种执着和依附会强迫我们再次投身在这个世界里。
So you're going to have to take birth after birth in this material world.
这样呢，我们不得不一世又一世的。继续在这个世界里投身。
So we don't want this. We want to terminate our material existence.
Pardon?
We don't want this continuation of material existence. We want to terminate, to finish with our material existence.
所以我们不想要这种物质的存在方式。我们想结束这一切。
So we have to get in contact with Krishna.
所以我们必须呢，就是培养啊，就是让自己呢受 Krishna 啊，培养对 Krishna 的依恋。
So we have to know who we are, what is our position in relationship with Krishna.
所以我们要知道呢，我们是谁，我们和 Krishna 是什么关系。
That's why we have to cut off this material attachment that are there in our hearts.
所以我们要砍掉这种心中的对物质的种种执着和依恋。
And the only way is by engaging in devotional service to Krishna.
唯一的方法呢，就是说，提高我们心中对 Krishna 的向往和渴望，我们就能够斩断对物质的依恋。
By engaging in devotional service to Krishna.
通过呢，为 Krishna 做奉爱服务。
So how we begin our devotional service to Krishna?How do we begin our devotion service to Krishna?
那么我们如何？
什么开始我们奉献服务 ？How do we begin our devotion service?
我们如何去开始我们的奉爱服务呢
？By hearing about Krishna.
就是通过聆听有关 Krishna 的讯息。
That's why it's important to hear Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam regularly.
这就是为什么，就是有规律的经常聆听这个圣典薄伽瓦坛呢，是那么的重要。
What did Śrīla Gosvāmī say in text number 18? Read text 18. 1-8.
那么在十八世节里面，Śrīla Gosvāmī是这样说的：经常参加薄伽瓦坛的课。并为纯粹奉献者做服务，就能消除心中几乎所有的物质污染，为超然赞歌颂扬的人格守神，做爱心服务，就会像无法改变的事实一样被确定下来。
Service to the devotees and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam.
所以我们应该是先从服务奉献者和聆听圣典薄伽瓦坛开始做。
So by doing these activities, by engaging in devotional service, starting by hearing about Krishna, we become naturally attracted to Krishna.
通过，
By hearing regularly about Krishna, by serving the devotees of Krishna, we become attracted to Krishna.
OK, 所以通过有规律的聆听这个有关 Krishna 的信息，通过服务奉献者呢，我们就会慢慢的被 Krishna 吸引。
Text 19, as soon as we are attracted to Krishna, we become dedicated to loving service to Krishna, then the effects of action and ignorance, just as lust and desire, they disappear from the heart. Read text 19.
OK.那么第十九世节就继续说了，心中一旦坚定不移的做爱心服务，贪婪、渴望和向往等物质自然激情及愚昧属性的产物，就会从心中消失了。
And then when the devotee establishes goodness, it becomes very happy.
那么一旦这个奉献者培养起这种善良属性的这个出于善良属性的层面的时候呢，他就会变得非常快乐了。
And text 20.
然后第二十四节。
Thus establishing a mode of unalloyed goodness, the man whose mind has been enlivened by contact with devotional service to the Lord gains positive scientific knowledge of the personality of Godhead in a stage of liberation from all material association.
这样处于纯粹善良属性层面上的人，因为不断地为至尊主做奉爱服务而心中充满喜悦，在摆脱了一切物质接触的阶段，获得对人格守神实质性的科学认识。
Okay, and today, Thus the knot of the heart is pierced and all misgivings are cut to pieces. The chain of rejection is terminated when one sees the self as master.
然后是今天我们学的这个诗节，至此心中的结被打开，所有的误解烟消云散。当人看到自我是主人时，功利性活动的锁链就此中断。
Still there? Ivor?
Yes?
Read again because your communication was cut off for some time.
Okay.
Read again, 21.
21. 第21诗节，至此心中的结被打开，所有的误解烟消云散。当人看到自我是主人时，功利性活动的锁链就此中断。Propose again.
So this is the result of engaging in devotional service to the Lord.
这个诗节描述的就是当我们从事奉爱服务的时候呢，会有这样的结果。
All our misgivings, all our confusion in our hearts, everything, all our attachments, everything disappears.
就是我们心中的所有误解，所有的这个结，全部都消失了。
And we become the masters of these bodies.
然后我们成为这个身体的主人。
Now we are not the masters of these bodies.
我们现在并不是 我们现在并不是身体的主人。
We are the servants of these bodies.
我们是身体的仆人。
And we spend most of our time during the day and the night taking care of our bodies.
我们每天每夜花很多很多的时间来照顾这个身体。
Most of the time during the day is spent to serve these bodies.
我们一天中的大部分时间都是用来服务这个身体的。
To serve our deities.
服务我们这个身体神像。
So we are not the masters of these bodies, we are the servants, the slaves of these bodies.
所以目前来说，我们不是这个身体的主人，我们是这个身体的仆人，是奴隶。
Slaves. Slaves.
奴隶，我们是身体的奴隶。
Slaves is new.
Yeah, 奴隶。Slave.
Yes. So we should become the masters of our bodies.
所以我们首先要做我们自己身体的主人。
And the only way to become the masters of our bodies.Is by understanding that we are not these bodies, by understanding that we are eternal servants of Krishna.
那么唯一的就是做这个身体主人的方法，一的方法呢，就是首先要知道我们不是这个身体，同时呢，去投入对 Krishna 的奉爱服务。
We are eternal servants of Krishna.
我们明白，我们是 Krishna 的永恒仆人。
So the only way is to engage in this scientific process of devotional service to Krishna.
所以唯一的方法呢，就是投入对 Krishna 的服务。
So if you are serious about the goal of our existence, then we have to take very, very great care in practicing devotional service.
所以如果我们对自己的生命呢，就是非常认真的对待的话呢，对灵性生命非常认真对待的话呢，我们就应该非常我们就应该投入这个服务。
We have to be very serious about our practice of devotional service.
我们应该非常认真的去修行这个奉爱服务。
That's the worst enemy. The worst enemy of a person who practices devotional service is complacency.
Pardon?
Okay, to become complacent. Complacent. You don't have a dictionary? Complacent.
I have dictionary.
Check the dictionary. self-satisfied.
Self-自我满足.
Complacent. We feel, oh, I am okay. I am doing okay.
Okay, 自满. Okay, yeah.
To feel this feeling, I say, oh, I am okay, I am doing okay, don't push me. I am okay, I'm doing my little service. I live in my house, I have my job, my family, I'm doing okay.
Okay, this is my life. 自满的情绪就是说，我觉得不错，我有自己的房子，我做自己的服务，我不错了，慢慢来吧。
Every day I chant my rounds.
每天我都念诵啦。
I do my offerings.
然后我也供奉食物啦。
I also read a little bit Bhagavatam every day.
然后有时间我也读一些博迦梵歌，博迦瓦坛呢，每天。
So it's okay. Don't push me. I'm okay.
所以已经不错了，不要吹得太厉害。
Now we should never. This is the worst enemy. This type of attitude is the worst enemy for a devotee.
但实际上这种心态呢，是奉献者的最大的敌人。
Because we think we are okay, we don't make any endeavor to improve.
因为一旦我们认为自己OK了的时候呢，我们就再也不会努力去提高自己了。
So this is the problem.
这就是我们的问题所在。
Because every day, every moment, we should have opportunity to improve. You should seize any opportunity to improve ourselves.
因为每天每时每刻，我们都应该寻找机会来提高自己。
This is the way how we will be able to one day conquer our attachments, become the master of our bodies.
只有这样呢，我们才可以控制自己的感官，让我们自己成为感官的主人。
When we see others, we may say, yes, we are doing okay, we encourage them to do what they are doing, you try to be nice with them, we don't push them, but to ourselves, we should always be pushing ourselves.
那么当我们看到别人的时候呢，我们可以这样说， OK, 他做得不错，我们没有必要去催他。 但是当我们看自己的时候，我们就不能这样想了。
So means to others, you should be very lenient.
就是说对别人呢，我们可以非常的松懈，不要要求。
Lenient?
Lenient就是非常的 同情以及不是要求，
it's very tolerant, very tolerant.
非常的容忍，没有什么奢求。
But with ourselves, we should not be lenient. We should be very strict.
我们对自己不要手软，要非常严。
We should be very strict and always pushing ourselves.
我们应该非常严格，总是不断的去激励自己。
For instance, I give you an example. Every day we chant 16 rounds. If in the end of chanting 16 rounds, we think, oh, I chant very nice in my rounds. I finish my rounds so nice. Oh, so nice.
因为有时候当我们念了16圈的时候，我们会说，哇，我念得太好了。Then
we have a problem.
这样的话，我们就有问题了。But
if you chant our rounds and you think, oh, what such a struggle! I have to push myself to be attentive. I was so difficult, struggle with my mind, so I could not be attentive. I have to endeavor so much. Then this is good chanting.
但是当我们念诵的时候呢，我们看到自己有问题，我们看到，哎呦，我老是没有办法把心力专注下来，我要更努力、更专注的念诵，我念得不够好。当你这样想的话呢，这就是好的。So
means you are making an effort to improve.
这就意味着你在努力，在寻求进步。So
remember this word, complacency. I don't know the word in Chinese. You have to find out the exact word. Complacent. self-satisfaction, feeling that everything is okay.
所以呢，大家记住这个词，就是自满啊，自满，好像觉得一切都不错了。
This is the worst enemy for a person who is practicing devotional rites.
这是对所有修行奉爱服务的人的一个最大的敌人。
Because if you are satisfied, then we don't make any endeavor. We don't improve ourselves.
一旦你变得自满呢，你就再也不会进步了。
We have to understand that we have many, many attachments in our hearts.
我们要必须知道，我们的心中有太多太多的执着和依附。
And our practice of devotional service should become very, very pure.
而我们这个奉爱服务的修行呢，应该要达到非常的纯洁的状态。
We should become very strict with ourselves.
我们对自己要非常严格，严以律己。
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, in the morning, when you wake up, you beat your mind 100 times with a stick, with a broomstick.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 曾经这样说，早上我们起床了，就应该用那个扫把的那个杆子，打我们的心意100下。
And then at evening before going to bed, again you beat your mind 100 times with your shoes.
然后晚上在你睡觉之前呢，要拿鞋底来打自己的心100下。
Of course, we are not going to do this literally.
当然我们不会照着字面上的意思去做。
We have to understand the meaning behind these words.
我们要明白这句话的含义。
Means you cannot, should not give any chance to our minds.
就是说我们不应该给这个心意任何的机会。
Because through our minds is how we become attached to this material existence.
因为我们就是通过这个心意啊，来变得对这个物质世界的依附，变得特别的依恋和依附的。
So we should be very heavy, very strict with our mind and our senses.
所以我们对自己的心意、心和感官要非常的严厉。
Tapasya means austerity. Austerity is the wealth of a Brahmana, wealth of a spiritualist.
那么 Tapasya, 梵文词 Tapasya 的意思就是苦行。苦行呢是一个婆罗门以及一个修行者的财富。
But not artificial tapasya, not artificial austerities. Austerities for the purpose of controlling the senses and mind and engage them in the service of Krishna.
但是我们不要那种造作的苦行，我们要的苦行目的是为了控制自己的感官和心意。
So our austerity is to not let our mind and senses to go.Astray and engage in all kinds of nonsense, but engage them in Krishna's service.
我们的策略就是呢，不要让自己的感官和心意去从事感官享乐或者物质的行为，而是让它更多的去做为 Krishna 做奉爱服务。
So our process is very simple.
我们的程序呢是非常简单的。
Because our process entails.Or uses the senses, uses the mind in practical activity.
因为我们这个程序呢，是教你如何去运用你的感官和你的这个心意，让它来活动，去利用它。
But give them the proper engagement.
就是让它有一个正确的从事，做正确的事情。
So this is very important.
所以这个非常重要。
To cut off all our material attachments with the help of Krishna.
就是在 Krishna 的帮助下，斩断我们所有的物质依附和执着。
And then we become free.
然后我们就获得了自由了。
And we become happy.
然后我们就快乐了。
So one time I want to tell, finish with a story.
Pardon?
I'm going to finish with a story.
Okay. 我今天结束了这个讲课。我要用一个故事来结束这个讲课。
So, one devotee, a senior devotee, when Prabhupada was here, his service, he was an American devotee and he was staying in Mayapur, to help Srila Prabhupada in establishing Mayapur center.
那么曾经有一个奉献者呢，他是帕布帕德的门徒了，他帮助圣帕布帕德在麦亚普呢建立这个中心，一个活动中心。
So he was a sannyasi.
他是一个托钵生。
And he used to go to Calcutta because Calcutta is a big city and many rich people there. He used to go there regularly to collect donations to buy the materials for the construction of the temple and the buildings in Mayapur.
他经常要去到加尔各答市，因为加尔各答呢是一个比较富有的城市相对，然后呢他会经常去加尔各答呢去募集一些捐款来买这个庙里面的这些物品。
So, one time he went in, was during summertime.
那么有一次呢是在夏天的时候他去加尔各答。
About noontime.
大概是一个中午。
So you can imagine, summertime, noontime, in Calcutta, it's extremely hot.
那么在加尔各答夏天的中午呢是非常的炎热的。
He used to say,During summertime, at noontime, only the dogs and the English people walk in the street. Only the dogs and the English people walk in the streets because the Indian people, they don't go into the street when it's so hot.
Okay. 那么那里有一句谚语就是说在加尔各答夏天的中午呢只有狗和那些说英语的人呢会在街上行走。因为印度人呢都不会上街的那个时候。
Because it's too hot.
因为太热了。
So this devotee was noontime, summertime in Calcutta. He went to the office of a big industrialist, a very big man.
所以呢这个奉献者呢在加尔各答夏日的中午呢去拜访一个大工厂。一个大商人。
A big industrialist, you know, making so many industries, so many constructions, so rich.
就是那个工厂里就是生产很多的这种工业产品这种设备。
So he want to see the owner of that company.
所以他要去见那个工厂主。
So he went. He got permission to go to his office.
然后呢他最后他得到允许呢去到了他的办公室。
So, and the owner of this big company, Mr. Sharma, he was sitting in his big office, you know, big desk.
Mr. Sharma?
Mr. Sharma. His name, Mr. Sharma.
Oh, that's Mr. Sharma.
The name of this old, the rich man.
Yeah, okay. 这个工厂里面的老板呢叫 Mr. Sharma, 他就坐在他的办公室里面。
Very big office.
是一个很大很大的办公室。
A big desk.
还有很大的办公桌。
And so many fans.
很多的电扇在旁边吹。
Really, because those days there was no AC, no air condition those days.
哦不，很多人在旁边打扇，因为那个时候还没有空调。
So you have fan on the top, fan on the sides, many fans, and the man still was so hot, was sweating.
Sorry, pardon.
There are so many fans, fan on the ceiling, fan on the table, fanning, but still the man was sweating so hot.
哦，就是说那些打扇的那些人呢，他们本身就。很热，都在流汗。
No, no, I'm saying there was a fan on the ceiling, fan on the desk, fan on the floor, so many fans fanning to him, hair, but still he was feeling very hot, sweating.
Oh, it's still very hot. It's, okay. 就算在,
he was feeling very hot, he was sweating.
就是他还是很热, 尽管有那么多的扇, 他还是很热, 而且呢, 只能在流汗。
And he has many telephones on his desk.
He has
and on his desk were many telephones.
哦，他的上面，他桌子上有很多的电话。 Sorry.
And he was replying to phone here, one phone here, one phone another, and he was sweating so hot.
所以他一个一个的换着回，就是打的电话，这个放下又拿起那个，他变得很热。
So the man was very disturbed.
The man was.
Was not feeling happy.
Okay, 所以那个人，就是旁边有个人。 Which man is not happy?
We are talking
Sorry.
About one person only. We are talking about the person who is the owner of this big company. We are not following.
Okay. And this owner is not happy, huh? Means...
Yeah, because it was very hot, and he was sweating, and he was so many phone calls.
对对，这个老板呢，一直在流汗，还要不断的接电话，他很不高兴。
So, because very hot, we don't feel comfortable.
因为很热，所以他觉得不舒服。
When it is very hot, we don't feel comfortable.
就是,
When it is very hot, we don't feel comfortable.
所以当热的时候呢，当很热炎热的时候呢，我们就觉得不舒服。
So he was not very happy.
所以他心情不是很愉快。
So, and then the devotee came inside his office.
那这个时候呢，奉献者来到了他的办公室。
Haribol, Mr. Sharma, how are you? Haribol, happy to see you.
所以他们就打招呼了。Haribol, Mr. Sharma 先生，然后说 Haribol 很高兴见到你。Haribol,
the devotee was very happy.
那奉献者是很高兴的。With
a very big smile on his face.
他的脸上就是充满了笑容。
So Mr. Sharma told him to sit down.
所以这个Sharma先生就让他坐下来。
And then after he stopped, he was attending some phone calls, so when he finished the phone conversation, he turned to the devotee.
所以在说话的过程中他又要去接电话，接完电话呢，他又过来跟奉献者说话。
He said, why are you happy?
他说，你怎么会那么高兴呢？
Why are you happy?
你为什么会高兴呢？
Today is so hot, how can you be happy?
今天那么热，你怎么可能会变得那么高兴？你怎么会那么快乐呢？
I look at me, I have so many fans. The many fans on the ceiling, on the desk, on the, so many fans are blowing air, and I'm not comfortable. How can you be happy?
他说，我现在有那么多电风扇在吹风。 我都没有觉得快乐，你怎么会觉得那么快乐呢？
I have so much money, you don't have any money, how can you be happy?
他说，我有那么多钱，而你什么钱都没有，你没有什么钱，你怎么会那么快乐呢？
I have big house, you don't have any house to stay.
他说，我有很大的房子，你什么都没有。
I have big family, you don't have family.
我有很大的家族，你也没有家人在旁边。
I have wife and children, you don't have wife and family, wife and children.
我有妻子有孩子，你什么都没有。
I have so many property.
我有那么多的财产。
How can you be happy?
你怎么会这么快乐呢？
You have nothing of this, how can you be happy?
你什么都没有，你怎么会那么快乐？
And the devotee said, yes, I am happy because I don't have nothing of this.
那奉献者就回答：“是的，我快乐就是因为我什么都没有。你所说的这些，我什么都没有。”
So this is the happiness of the devotee. He has no material possession.
这就是一个奉献者的快乐。他没有任何物质的这种概念。
He may have, and whatever he has, he knows is his not property. Belongs to the service of Krishna. Whatever property he may have, whatever things he may have in this world, he knows. Everything belongs to Krishna and is to be used in Krishna's service.
因为无论他拥有什么, 他都拒绝，而且他认为，哎呢，他把所有这一切呢，都用于服务 Krishna。
So like this is not attached。
所以呢，他的心中没有任何的执着和依恋。
So his heart is free。
所以他的 his heart is 哦，
his、
所以他的心是
free。
所以他的心是自由的。
So naturally he's happy。
所以自然而然他是快乐的。
So this is the happiness of devotee, no material possession.
所以这就是物质，这就是奉献者的快乐，他们没有这个物质的这种占有欲、占有。
The only thing the devotees possess is Krishna.
Krishna, 奉献者唯一拥有的东西呢，就是 Krishna.
Is the only possession of the devotee is Krishna.
奉献者唯一拥有的就是 Krishna.
So in his heart only has one thing, Krishna.
所以在他的心中只有一样，只有一个人，那就是 Krishna.
So this is his attachment.
This is
his attachment.
这就是他的执着和依附。
Okay, any question or comments?
Okay, 大家看看有什么问题。
Prabhuji, I have a question.
Prabhuji,
go ahead. Prabhuji, at the moment we look at ourselves as servants of the Lord, but if only pure devotees can look at themselves as pure servants of the Lord, I mean, so what is the thinking that we have right now?
How should we think? We are not yet pure servants of the Lord. How should we think we are? That's the question.
I didn't catch up.
Can you repeat it?
If you are not yet pure devotees of Krishna, what should we think of ourselves? What should you think we are?
If we are not
Pure devotees of Krishna, what should we think we are?
Okay. 那么这个 Mataji 的问题就是说，如果我们认为自己不是 Krishna 的纯粹奉献者，那么我们怎么样看待自己呢？我们是什么呢？
Prabhuji, we're not yet pure devotees of Krishna.
We are not yet pure devotees of Krishna.
Yeah, still have a tendency to think we are servants of Lord Krishna. I mean, definitely means.
We are not yet pure servants.
Yeah, we're not yet pure servants, but we do think that we are servants of Krishna.
We are not yet pure servants of Krishna, but we think we are servants of Krishna. Is this correct?
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
所以Mataji的问题是，就是说，我们认为我们虽然不是 Krishna 的纯粹奉献者，但我们仍然是 Krishna 的奉献者。这样的想法对吗？正确吗？
Now, the devotee always thinks that he is just the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of a devotee of Krishna.
这样的想法是不对的，因为一个真正的奉献者，他总是认为他是奉献者的仆人的仆人的仆人的仆人。
Many times removed, we just want to become servant.Of those who are really devotees of Krishna.
就是我们只是要努力做那些想做那些奉献者的仆人的仆人，我们要做他们的仆人。
This is what we want to be eternally.
这是我们最终想做的这个身份。
Others, they are devotees. We want to be their servants.
那其他人，他们都是奉献者，而我们呢？只是想做他们的仆人。
We just want to be their servants.
我们只想做他们的仆人。
So we want to be the servants of all the devotees.
所以我们想做所有奉献者的仆人。
This position of servant of a devotee is so wonderful.
这个就是说做奉献者仆人的这个心态啊，这个概念是如此的美妙。
that even Krishna himself wants to be the servant of his devotees.
连 Krishna 都想体验一下，想尝一尝做 Krishna 想做奉献者的仆人的滋味。
So let us just do desire to become the servants of the servants of the servants of Krishna's devotees.
所以呢，就让我们有抱着这样的愿望，让我们成为啊 Krishna 奉献者的仆人的仆人的仆人的仆人。
Krishna is very difficult to serve. Krishna is very difficult to know.
要服务 Krishna, 要认识 Krishna 是非常困难的。
But we can know the devotees very easily.
但是我们可以很容易认识奉献者。
And we can know what pleases the devotees.
我们可以知道。
We know what can please the devotees.
Yeah, yeah.我们可以知道什么样做什么样的事情奉献者会感到满意。
So it's so easy to serve the devotees.
所以服务奉献者呢要那么容易，比较容易。
So you should endeavor to become just a servant of the servant of the servant of the devotees.
所以我们应该非常努力的要做 Krishna 的仆人的仆人的仆人的仆人。
Any other question?
还有其他的问题吗？
Okay. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4.
We have a question here. We have a question
here.
Okay.
How can we be a good servant?
How can you become a good servant? A very nice question.
Okay, 很好的问题。我们怎么样才能做一个好的仆人呢？
By seeing how the other devotees serve. By associating with those who are good servants.
那我们就是通过协助其他的奉献服务，我们就可以做一个好的。
We have to associate. We have to associate with devotees. We have a very good service attitude. We have to associate with those devotees. We have a very nice attitude of service.
就是说，我们应该去和那些有非常好的服务心态的奉献者联谊。
And we by their association we invite.If we get the same mood of service.
那么通过和他的联谊呢，我们也得到与他一样同样的这种服务的心态。
That's why every devotee's best association is the association of his spiritual masters.
所以啊、，sorry, pardon.
The best association for each devotee is the association of his spiritual masters.
所以呢，对所有的奉献者而言呢。最好的联谊呢，就是应该和他的灵性导师联谊。
Because the spiritual master is the best servant of Krishna for a particular devotee.
因为啊，灵性导师呢是 Krishna 的最好的仆人。
So by associating with them, we imbibe that service mood.
所以通过和他联谊呢，我们就得到同样的这种心态。服务的心态。
But if you don't have the opportunity to associate so close with the spiritual master, you can associate with those devotees who are very sincerely engaged in the service of their spiritual masters.
那如果我们没有办法直接和灵性导师联谊的话，我们就应该和那种非常渴望诚心的服务灵性导师的奉献者联谊。
You just, if you have the desire to serve nice and you want good association to learn how to serve nice, Krishna will put you in association of very nice devotees who only want to serve.
那么还有就是，当你的内心中啊，想得到好的联谊，想提高自己的这个服务的愿望的时候呢 ，Krishna 也会安排给你适当的联谊，来提高你的这个愿望。Not very clear, Prabhu.
Yes, by By associate, if you have the desire to become a good servant, then
okay,
you will put you in association of good devotees who have a nice service attitude.
Okay, I got it. 如果你想成为一个，你有这个成为一个好的仆人的这个愿望之后呢 ，Krishna 会给你安排机会，让你和那些有非常良好的服务心态的人联谊。
And you should keep serving. We don't stop serving. Even if you think we are not good servants, we don't stop service. Even though the beginning of our service is not perfect, we keep serving. And by trying to serve better, Krishna will help us within our hearts.
Okay, 而且呢，我们一直要不断的服务。就算是那些刚开始的人，我们认为自己的服务不是那么好，但是我们还是应该不断的去服务。然后呢，我们祈祷 Krishna 会帮助我们做得更好一些。
And you should never feel complacent. You should never think, oh, my service is so nice. I'm serving the devotees so nice. I cook for them so nice. I took nice care of them. I do so nice service. If you have this type of attitude, then we cannot improve your service.
但是呢，我们不能认为我为奉献者做了那么好的服务，为了他做这个那个，我做的那么好。一旦你这样想的时候呢，你就没有办法再进步了。
Yeah, the devotee always think, oh, I tried to serve the devotees, but it didn't go very nice. I should have done this, I should have done that, I missed this, I missed that. Maybe they were not pleased. I have to improve.
我们应该这样想。哦，是的，我为奉献者做了服务，但是你看，我这边又没做好，那里也没有做好，漏了这个，漏了那个，我也不知道奉献者是不是真的满意了。我要非常努力，下次要做得更好。
And we should not have this negative attitude, like say, I'm not a good servant, I cannot please the devotees, I don't serve the devotees anymore because I cannot serve them.
但是呢，我们也不能有那种消极的这个态度，就是说，我没有办法服务奉献者，我做的服务不好，那我就不做了。
No, the devotee is always positive.
奉献者呢，他总是抱着积极的心态去思考的。
He knows his shortcomings and tries to improve with the help of Krishna and the devotees. He will try to improve to make himself a better servant.
那么他意识到自己是有缺点的，但是他总是不断的努力的提高自己，改善自己，做更好的服务 Krishna。
Any other question?
还有其他的问题吗？
See, I feel that.
Okay, 我没有看，等会。There was another question. Wait a second. Devotee from 小鱼 from
Shakshi Gopal.
Tom.
Okay.
He asked. Ashu, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So there was one question from.Xiao Yu from Canton, yeah. How can we put our knowledge from Sastra apply our knowledge from Sastra into our life and purify ourselves? How can we cultivate our Krishna consciousness? 就是我们怎么样才能把经典的知识运用到生活中，言行一致，净化自己，培养 Krishna 意识呢 ？Thank you. That is her question.
So we have to practice.
所以我们必须加以实践。
Practice and in the association of those devotees, will also practice and better those devotees who already have some experience.
就是说我们实践的时候呢要和奉献者联实践，或者说我们应该和一些比较有经验的奉献者交流。
Because by being in the presence in association of devotees have more experience, we understand better what we have learned in the scriptures.
对，因为通过和那些比较有经验的奉献者联谊呢和他们一起实践呢，我们就能够更好的理解我们所学到的知识。
And we should also be very patient.
我们也应该非常有耐心。
We should be very enthusiastic in service, very determined, but we should also be very patient.
我们应该非常渴望去进步，但是同时呢，我们应该非常有耐心。
Because we have to see that we cannot, maybe we are not able to apply everything we learn immediately. We are not able to do it.
有时候呢，我们没有办法立即把我们所学的东西应用到生活中去。
So, progress in spiritual life is gradual.
I'm sorry, I can't hear. Not very clear. Can you
speak? Our progress in spiritual life is gradual.
Sorry, pardon.
Progress in spiritual life is gradual.
这我们的进步呢是一个逐渐的过程。
It goes step by step.
这是一步一步的。
It goes step by step, yes. So with the help of devotees who are more experienced, asking questions, asking how to do this, how to do that, you can improve yourself and you can gain more experience.
对，还有就是通过像那些比较有经验的奉献者询问，询问他该怎么做，该怎么做。这样的话呢，你就可以逐渐逐渐的提高你自己。
And we pray to Krishna every day. We pray to Krishna. We pray to Krishna every day.
我们每天向 Krishna 祈祷。
We pray to Krishna by chanting the Maha Mantra and asking Krishna to engage us in his devotional service. We pray to Krishna by chanting the Maha Mantra, where we ask Krishna to always engage us in His service.
Yeah, yeah. 那么我们就是通过念诵这个圣名来向 Krishna 祈祷。就是念诵的时候呢，就是祈祷我们会得到更多的服务来做。
So Krishna, in our hearts, He reveals all the knowledge gradually, 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 and we will be able to understand things as long as we engage nicely, sincerely in devotional service.
所以呢，只要我们一直不断的在做奉爱服务，我们心中的主 Krishna 呢，就会逐渐逐渐的向我们揭示这个知识，指导我们进一步去做服务。
Krishna inside our hearts, he will make everything become more and more clear.
我们心中 Krishna 在我们的心中。它会让一切事情呢变得越来越清晰。
So that's what Krishna, the Sutta Goswami says in this verse today. The knot in the heart is pierced and all misgivings, all things that we don't understand, nice, all confusion. Everything is cut to pieces. Means everything becomes very clear in our hearts.
所以这就是Sutta Goswami 说的，就是说当我们心中的结被打开了之后呢，所有的误解都烟消云散。所有的功利性活动的锁链中断了。
Yes, we understand more and more about Krishna. We will understand
okay.
more and more about Krishna.
对，我们就会越来越多的理解 Krishna.
Krishna reveals to us more and more.
Krishna 会越来越多的向我们揭示他自己。
The understanding, knowledge, understanding, it all comes from Krishna.
所有的这个理解力，我们对知识的理解，这些都来自于 Krishna.
And how it comes to our hearts? Through the, by practicing, gradually practicing, trying to do better and better.
那么当我们越来越努力呢，做好自己的服务，做得越来越好的时候呢，这些知识呢，就会在我们心中呢显现出来。
So it's a gradual process.
这是一个循序渐进的过程。
We should not be impatient.
我们应该有耐心。
We should not be impatient. Yes.
我们应该非常有耐心。
No questions from Taiwan. From the rebellious province.
Haribo, you excuse me.
Yes, this is Pamukha.
Yes.
Yamasundar Das.
NDD. Wuhan. NDD.
Wuhan.
Haribo, Azu.
Haribo.
我想问一下，如果一个人就是说心里只是想就是心里不是想成为奉献者，而是想着成为奉献者的仆人的仆人的仆人的仆人，这样的心态对不对？他自己不想成为奉献者，但是他愿意成为奉献者仆人的仆人的仆人，这样对吗？
OK, so his question is for himself, he don't want to be you, but he want to be the servant and servant of devotee. Is this a right attitude?
Yes, I think the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna, of the devotee of Krishna, this is what pleases most Krishna.
是前面我有说过，就是说我们要努力做 Krishna 的仆人的仆人的仆人的仆人，这种心态呢是能够取悦 Krishna 的。
Krishna says, if a person thinks he is my devotee, he is actually not my devotee. But if he thinks that he is the devotee of my devotee, then he is my real devotee.
Krishna 在佛家梵歌里面说了，就是如果一个人说他是我的奉献者，他实际上不是我的奉献者，而那个认为是我的奉献者的奉献者的人，还是我。
So this is the real devotee. The real devotee is that who is always putting in a position of the servant of the servant of the servant of the servants of the Lord. He does not think himself that I am a personal servant of Krishna.
所以这就是一个真正的奉献者的心态。他总是认为呢，我是 Krishna 的仆人的仆人的仆人的仆人的仆人，而他不会认为哦，我是 Krishna 的贴身仆人。他不会这样想。
Because this is humility. Humility. We just want to serve those who are very seriously engaged in the service of the Lord. And by their mercy, we may please the Lord also.
因为这是一个谦卑非常好。就是说我们只是想通过服务那一些非常真诚的服务的人通过他来取悦 Krishna。
Because Krishna is very pleased with such an attitude.
Pardon?
Because Krishna is very pleased with that attitude.
对，因为 Krishna 非常喜欢这样的心态。
Okay. Ten. Nine.
Thank you very much.